Oh gosh, my phone's never done this before. I've got Verizon. I've got. I was talking when the phone was ringing, so you obviously weren't. I was talking about making it easier. I think with the food, are you still recording?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Yeah.
I think with the food, I don't know if that comes under easier, but I think that helped out with the comfort level was a big thing. I think we did everything we could except go to their house and get them. You know, I think we communicated well. Vanderbilt helped with that. And we filled in the gaps where we needed to. The communication was really great. We provided all the supplies. And like I said, you know, we kind of laid it out for them. They just had to kind of show up. And of course, doing artwork and doing genealogy, and I guess the facilitators could speak to that better than I can. On get people have a little bit more confidence, loosen up a little bit, dive into it, have more confidence in doing those things because they were kind of on new territory a lot of times. They could probably speak to that a lot better than I could, but we did everything we could as a center about make sure they had a comfortable space to be in. But I can't think of anything we could have done to make it easier.
Okay, so, right. You feel pretty good about that, about what the staff and...
Oh, yes.
Okay. Good comfort level provided, in other words.
Yeah, I think that kind of goes side by side with making it easier. I think those terms... I don't think we had people drop out. I think the facilitators had some trouble getting people to do the kind of their homework, or they were asked to do stuff, after they left, and I think that was kind of hard on the facilitators. I couldn't speak to how that could have been done easier. I know we talked about it in planning on, when we saw where some people are having a hard time maybe getting some stuff done. That was planned for them, how to accommodate that in our end. So I think, a lot of time in the planning and the budget and everything was geared toward, making fertile ground for them, to come in and have a good program.
Okay.
More than any program I've been involved with, that's for sure.
Oh, that's really great to hear. Really great
to
hear.
Yeah.
So I have just a few more questions. We're reaching the last portion here, and we've already talked quite a bit about some of this. So we have questions,
yeah.
which is not at all a problem. So we've talked about some challenges that you experienced.
Uh-huh.
Funding was a challenge. Making sure that the right allocations were there, things like food was difficult to fund. You mentioned dealing with proprietary concepts.
Right.
What were there any other challenges that you didn't anticipate?
Well, I got done talking about the reticence of people to participate, the comfort level. I think you might have just mentioned that. I guess expanding the program was, something we talked about a lot, and I've spoken to that a little bit already. How could we not only involve more people but new people? Because, we only had room for so many people, but we had a lot of people coming and returning, which was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to, create space and involve, get fresh people in there, expand what we were doing to others. And that's still something I don't know if I really have the answer for. Like I said, we haven't talked about what I call the volunteers, but the facilitators a lot. But, I mean, to me, they were in the end, they were the heart and soul of this program, because they put so much time into it, and they connected with these people, You know what I'm saying? I've worked with programming for years, and there's programmers and there's programmers. You know, we call them programmers, you know, in the parks world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But people who can relate to people and have a passion for what they're doing and can and really put on a program. So the Hodges, you know, and Dr. Smith, Mary Watkins, I mean, they're gold, you know. I mean, Vanderbilt was critical. The Parks Department was critical. But, yeah, I know we haven't talked about them much, but I just want to emphasize that when it all comes down to it, that's the magic dust right there, you know,
mm-hmm.
that the communities, you know, when they decide the demographic. And I think, you know, I don't know if this program needs – it seems to do good to focus on a demographic, you know, whether it be – African American seniors or whatever. I think that helps with the comfort level. But I'm sure there's room also for bringing diverse people together. I guess there's all kind of avenues you can go with this, you know. But I guess the obstacle about expanding the program and over and above what, you know, the people that were in it, I guess something we got to continue to address. And I'm obviously taking it to other communities as a form of that, you know. But we haven't, you know, we've had a couple, I'm guessing that from session to session, you know, we probably out of the 25, we probably had at least 20 or maybe 20 to 25 come back, you know, and repeat, you know, and maybe we'd have 2, 3, 4, 5 new faces, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably good to have a mix of the two, but, you know, I'm not – that's something that needs to be – that will continue to be a challenge and how to do that. One of the things – I don't know if this falls under this, but one of the side benefits of this program was the histories that were developed, both visual histories with the paintings on the civil rights that were done and the family histories, and all that kind of weaves together, or does weave together, as a very important community document of, you know, times back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, that, especially with African-American history, which is, and I've talked to our local archivist in Rutherford County, who was involved from time to time in this program, John Lodell. It's a little harder to, you know, get that, you know, and that's why I'm so amazed by what IFOMA's doing is with her narrative, you know, on the Black diaspora and all that, but this is all part of it, as she well knows. And I guess where I'm getting to was that I was always trying to get copies of these, of the visual stuff and the written stuff in a format that could be put in our local archives, because I think it's important stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a side benefit. I don't know if benefit's the right word, but it's kind of one of those value-added things from the program, you know, where not only are you engaging these seniors, but, you know, they're producing a product, and I think that's something that needs to be addressed. And, in fact, I called up before I talked to you to see, because I was going to copy all this stuff myself as a superintendent and take it over to the archives, and I phoned with them, asked me to hold back on that they were going to organized professional archivists to come down there and do that. Well, that was 2 or 3 years ago, and that still hadn't been done, and that concerns me a little bit. Of course, the manual, you know, that was 2 or 3 years ago, and now you're doing it. So I know things don't often happen quickly, but I guess I call that a little bit of a roadblock and a concern, because, you know, it's not the end of the world, but it was part of my dream that a lot of this material that was generated by these seniors, this narrative, and I know IFOMA collects a lot of this probably on her Voices from America, because I go on that site once in a while, but I think that's something that needs to be addressed on how that can be done in a tactful and proper way or professional way or whatever it's going to take to get it done, to make it part of the the community narrative, and whether it be in archives or, you know, we got a Black History Museum here and that kind of thing, you know. So I wanted to throw that out there. Some, you know, whatever a community does or whatever they focus on, how to handle the product. Of course, part of that is the people doing the product, you know, saying okay, you know, obviously, you know, and sharing, you know. But I think that's something y'all address in the manual.
Yes, that's a great point that you bring up. And there is a digital archive that is being developed. So that is something that we are working towards. Like you said, though, it is slow because we are working on multiple aspects. It is happening. It is happening.
Good. That's good.
You. It is just, good. It is slow because of limited staff and limited resources, but it is progressing and it's in the works.
Wonderful.
And that is a really important point that you bring up, so that there is some sort of preservation and continuity over time for history, for future generations to have access to and to enjoy. Is there anything else that you feel can be done to further improve upon the program or expand upon?
I can't think of now. It's just gotta, you know, keep that continuity. I know locally we gotta keep that continuity and kind of pay attention to keep it going here. And I believe it's a program that should be continuous, you know, and hopefully figure out a way to continue to cycle more people, not only from that demographic, from other demographics. I mean, it's just great to keep that narrative going. Plus, engaging the seniors is such an important thing. And the mental health thing, I think they hit it right on the mark there. I got to thinking about that, you know, when my FOMO came up with the mental health thing. To be honest with you, I think anything we do with programming and engaging people's mental health, you know, all falls under it, you know. All of us getting people from being isolated and getting in there and mixing it up with the community, you know, is gold. But I can't think of anything more. I hope the IFOMA's dream of the manual can help, you know, disperse this concept and ideas, and I hope we can continue to refine it locally, you know, and keep meeting like we were doing. I hope they're continuing to meet. I need to go down and talk to Russell, my successor, and see if they, maybe, you know, is IFOMA and Dolores Sam still going down there and meeting with the center time to time?
I think on some visits, but not on a regular basis.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Yeah. Okay. But it'd be nice to have some kind of, especially since that's kind of the genesis of the program there in Murfreesboro, as far as the wisdom program anyway, it'd be nice to keep it going in Murfreesboro and to keep a dialogue open between Vanderbilt and Murfreesboro. To me, it's still a good laboratory, you know, you know, maybe amending the manual from time to time, or maybe there can be some, you know, momentum, you know, to, I know that's what IFOMA is trying to do with a lot of what she does, you know. It's just so much to do and so little time, you know,
talked
about.
Right.
I'm sorry I've taken so much of your time.
Oh,
I told
that's
you I'm a bit wordy when I get going.
Well, you have so much to tell that must be heard. So not at all an issue. Is there any other information you think we need to know to help write the manual? Any additional?
I can't think of it now, but I've got your email, so
yes,
I guess I can spit it out to you if I think of something later that I just can't keep to myself.
Please feel free to do that.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right.
I can see the manual. Make a note there.
To send you a copy.
How to access that, you know,
okay.
Or send me a copy. I would love to to see the product whenever y'all get done.
Note taken, absolutely. And you would be fully deserving of being one of the first people to get a copy. As a contributor.
Will you still be around when it's done, you think, or are you going to be down the road to greater things?
I was living in Portland, Oregon before coming here, so midsummer I will be going back. It'll still be in its final stages of being written at that point. So, But I too am looking forward to seeing it when it is done.
Okay.
Yes. Gosh, thank you so very much for your time and your effort and on everything that you've done all these years to make it happen. I'm just feeling sorry that you've retired and you're not there, because Patterson Park needs more people like you to advocate for these things. You've got your priorities straight.
It's I need to get back over. I went over there at the African American night we have once a year at the center, and
yeah.
I did make a cameo appearance over there two or three months ago, and the Wisdom program always says, well, I guess I need to stop calling it that, but it's hard not to apologize to IFOBA for making it. but all the regular suspects were over there, and I got to talk to them, and it was a wonderful evening for me. And I promised I would, be around more. I'm still working. I actually came out of retirement. I'm working part-time at Parks some now.
Mm-hmm.
If you bear with me 1 minute, but I went to school in forestry. I don't know if you know that. My first life was a forester. I love the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of came into Parks and Rec sideways some years ago, and then ended up at Patterson Park. But I wanted to get in my retirement. I wanted to get kind of outside again, and I'm actually working part time at a place called a wilderness station, which is kind of a pocket wilderness we have as part of the park system here. We got a place, kind of a trailhead where I'm kind of just a little kickback shopkeeper, show people where to go and sell them water and stuff, and I enjoy that. But they're developing a position now. That's a full-time position, which is basically a programmer that works on interpretive stuff, like trail interpretation, trees. But that can expand over into like back history interpretation, and
mm-hmm.
that's the outdoors and history is my love, and the Wisdom program obviously was just saturated with history, not to mention some of the greatest people I've ever met,
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Queen Stevenson?
I do, actually, yes.
Yeah, say hi to her for me.
I will.
She's still probably recovering from coming out here and me driving her through the woods and running into a tree. But
memorable experience.
But I can't say, the friends I've made in that program, and both the participants and facilitators and getting to know IFOMA and all you guys up there has just been gold, So, you're right. I need to get back. I need to, I still care about it.
So,
anyway, enough of that.
Yes.
Enough
thank
of that.
Thank you so much. It has been a real pleasure. It really has.
Well, I hope I get to meet you someday.
Me too. Me too.
All right.
Thank you. And don't hesitate to reach out if you have any other questions or anything else you would like to add for us.
Good luck with the rest of your graduate work.
Thank you so much. And you enjoy your semi-retirement, your second career, whatever it means to you. It's yours.
All right.
It's all yours. Thank you.
So much. All
okay,
right.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.